Animation was something that I always loved. In the 60s, early 60s, my folks took me to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and I remember being terrified of the movie. But I did realize, even looking at the movie at that young age, that I was seeing art on the screen that was living, you know, and I thought that was amazing, that you could actually make something as a drawing or a painting actually have life. So I sort of resolved then and there that I'd like to work for Walt Disney. And then I was in the Army when Star Wars came out, and my dad had actually seen it in London, and he came home and he said, "You've got to see this movie." So the next time I was at home on R&R, we went to go and see the movie, and of course I was blown away. So I decided then and there that I'd rather work for George Lucas. So the only thing I learned out of between those two stories is that I'm quite fickle. I got involved in 2D animation in the late 70s because it was long before computer graphics came out. And then in the early 1980s, really started working in the fledgling computer graphics industry, through which at a slightly later stage I met some of the guys at Lucasfilm and started doing a little bit of work for them, and that's how I got involved with the company.
What was the first movie poster you did?
Well, the work that I did before wasn't movie posts. So what I did was I would do internal work for the company. I worked a bit for Industrial Light and Magic, which is George Lucas's visual effects facility. And then I had already been working with them. My first job, I think, with them was computer graphics and interactive. I think that was done probably 26 years ago now, so it's a long time.
Yes.
But the first drawing that George saw of mine was actually a cartoon I did of him as Yoda. And what happened was I had actually given it to a very good friend of mine who's a visual effects senior editor of a visual effects magazine in the US by the name of Jody Duncan, and I gave her this drawing of George. And through the magic of the internet, of course, this drawing somehow ended up at Skywalker Ranch, and I got this very formal email that came back, which demanded to know if I'd done it. So I was very worried because I thought maybe I'd offended the man. But he was very happy and he wanted to buy the original. And I told him, well, you know who's got it, because he knew Jody personally. And he purchased that original, which is the first original he bought of mine. And from then on, it sort of morphed very rapidly into doing movie posters. The first poster I did was probably I just want to try and put a bit of context to the story. But the first poster that I did was probably the teaser poster I did for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I did that just before the movie came out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And the context is fantastic because, I mean, I would imagine you are not the first young man who thought, I really want to grow up and work for Disney, but you're probably one of the
very few, right.
Yeah, who live in Perth and do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Perth thing was fortuitous because I was seriously looking at taking up a position. I'm born in South Africa. We lived in Johannesburg and we were looking at moving, and I was seriously looking at some positions at some of the big animation facilities in Los Angeles. And a very good friend of mine who still lives here, Rory Toner, said, why don't you come to LA via Perth? And I said, well, why do I want to go to Australia? And he said, no, you'll love it here. So my wife and I decided the next time I was going to LA, we'd rather come this way around rather than flying via London. And we landed here and just absolutely loved it and decided then and there that, you know, we'd rather live here. I'll turn down the jobs there and settle here because it was a great place. So, you know, I'll always be very grateful to my friends for saying, you know, you need to live here. And the rest is and I just continue to work with them, but via over the internet rather than one-on-one.
Well, I imagine that the industry has changed so much since you started that, I mean, that's one of the beauties of it, that you can work so remotely.
Yeah, I think even when I came here, you know, although it's nearly 17 years ago now, the internet was a fledgling thing then, and so was email. But people were starting to embrace it as something that could be used. Mm. I mean, today, obviously, it's absolutely invaluable, and we really need to do it. So, and it also means that I don't need to fly to San Francisco as often as I would normally, because it's just easier to do things via remote control. But it's safe to say that goes across the board, whether I'm dealing with Disney here in Australia, who based out over east, or here, you know, normally you would still have to climb on a plane, whereas now everything's just done via the internet, which is fantastic.
Mark Ratz, our guest on ABC Radio Perth. I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy. Mark, among other things, designs movie posters and for massive movies, including the upcoming Solo, A Star Wars Story. That's being released Australia-wide on May the 21st. So how do you do it? What is the process? Do you have to watch the movie first, or you're laughing at it?
Because
I'm clueless.
No, not at all. No, but they're good questions, and questions that are asked a lot. Every job is different. You know, some movies, they will give you a lot of information about the movie. You will even see some of the footage. Other movies, you see nothing. And you've got to sort of try and make it up as you go. So every job is different. And even if you're working for the same client, you know, the way that they work can be different too. Most of the time, when I'm busy working on these things, the thing that takes the most time is getting approval of a concept. And that approval can take anything up to 3 months, maybe even 6 months at worst, to get a concept that they're happy with. So you'll do a drawing, send it through, you know, they'll send it back with comments, and you try again. Sometimes it happens much sooner than that, which is wonderful, as happened with Solo. It was a lovely project to work on. And in the very rare occasion, as what happened when I did the poster for Raiders of the Lost Ark, I just submitted one concept, and they said, "We love it." So I painted it very quickly before they changed their mind. And so, you know, the process is different, and the way you work is very different, no matter what the project is.
Well, you must have a good feel. I know Harrison Ford is not playing the young Solo. It's the beginning
no,
of it.
Not,
no.
Yeah.
You'd have
I
to
think
have
that would be pushy at some
Yeah, even with CGI
sure.
being what it is these days. But you'd get he just embodies that character so
he
well.
He does. Yes, no, he does. Yeah.
You'd get a good sense of the
very
character.
Very much so. You know, in fairness, I've drawn Harrison probably 1,000 times. You know, I've drawn him a lot. He's incredibly difficult to draw, I have to say.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something quirky about his looks that, you know, are really hard to nail. But I think, you know, if I speak to a lot of my peers, they will often say there's one actor who they find really difficult to draw or paint. And I suppose for me, it's Harrison, although, you know, the irony is that I'm probably best known for all of the work I've done with Harrison. So it's a strange conundrum, really. But, you know, I agree with you. I think the thing about him is that he has an enormous amount of gravitas. He's a real old school actor. And, you know, that is fantastic. And to be able to capture that, whether it's that or Blade Runner, you know, as I've been asked to do as well, you know, it's very exciting to do all the time. Yeah.
So is it like Leonardo da Vinci? Does Harrison Ford sit for you, or do they send you a photo?
No, he doesn't sit for me. Of course, that would be very nice. No, you'll just get the photographs, and, you know, they'll send through a bunch of things. Or else you've got to find photographs. You know, they don't, depending on, you know, you might look at the photographs that they send, which is quite often. And I'll look at that and say, you know, those are all horrible. You know, they don't capture the guy. So what I might even do is go online and try and find other photographs of him, but at the age that he needs to be, that he might have just been at an event or, you know, something like that. And then I'll take elements of that particular pose or that face and incorporate it into the poster itself. And the way you work it is from all sources, whatever you can actually find is always useful.
Are actors fussy about how they're drawn? Do you ever get any feedback from them?
I get an enormous amount of feedback, and I'm very fortunate that all of it has been very positive. But I do know that some actors can be incredibly fussy about it. And often they will build into their contracts that if their faces are used, which they also build into the contract, that it has to be on the poster. They will often look for the final say as to whether they are happy with the portrait or not, which can be really tricky if all of a sudden you've done this poster, it's ready to go, and suddenly some actor looks at it and says, oh, I don't like the way I'm painted, you've got to change it. Now, fortunately, that hasn't happened with me at all. But I also tend to think that you won't find a lot of that amongst the A-list actors. You know, they're really comfortable. It's often the more up-and-coming people and often younger actors too who might be a little more precious about sort of the way they're depicted and things. So,
yeah, that's interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
Interesting.
So, what are you looking for? Say with the solo poster, and there's a lot of excitement around.
There is, yeah, no, this. It's good. I'm very happy about, you know, the excitement around the movie and things. It's really good.
So what are you looking for when you think, and you say paint, do you paint?
Or? Yes, I do. I paint everything traditionally. So I can do computer graphics and I still use digital every day of my life. But I made a policy, you know, a good number of years ago that if I was doing anything for the movie industry, it would be paint and pencil on board. You know, that's the way it has to be, because I think that there's a legacy to poster art that has been lost with the Photoshop montages that are thrown out these days that really are often very, very clunky and badly designed. Not all at fault of the artist, because he's also working through art directors who insist that they make changes and things. So it's not necessarily the fault of the artist, but they can end up looking quite soulless. Whereas I think that with an original painting, you've got something that harkens back to the golden age of Hollywood. And if the movie works, so if somebody was to say to me, do a poster for Matt Damon's The Martian, say, which is a new movie which doesn't have a legacy, I would say you can get away with a digital poster with that, because it doesn't really matter. But if you're dealing with something like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, or Blade Runner, or, you know, something like that, I think that it is important to keep it traditional. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of work that I would do for them.
Have you met George Lucas?
I have, yes.
What's he like? Gossip with me.
George is a very introverted man. Look, I have to say right off the top, I don't know him well. I've met him very fleetingly on a couple of occasions. He nearly drove me over one day, which was also quite fun.
He nearly ran you over?
Yes, he did. Nearly ran me over.
Why?
Yes.
Did you not draw something in the way? hair out of Princess Leia's bun. Is it right?
No, it wasn't as bad as that. It was actually just where I was up at his Skywalker Ranch in northern San Francisco, and I was wandering around taking photographs because the place is absolutely magnificent. And he's got this jet black sports car called a Mosler that he doesn't take up to the ranch very often, but that day he did have it. And he came zooming around the corner, and I happened to be crossing the road, and he nearly ran me over at that point. So that was a lucky escape, I think, for both of us. He was probably as rattled as I was. George is an immensely gifted man. He's a very, very private man. He's not the kind of guy that you would generally sit down and just have coffee with, you know, and I think that's what it is. But, you know, what I'm very grateful for and always will be is that he's been immensely supportive of me personally. He's been very good to me personally. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if the Godfather approves what you do, I mean, you know, you've got to be made of stone not to feel good about that.
Well, absolutely. And he's a genius.
Oh, he is.
I don't think anyone
would
argue nobody has done the sort of work that he does. So I imagine that people like that would find someone like you in a range of fields and just think, I like your work, I know what you can do, and so they'd want you to do work more and more for them. So that relationship has formed over many years.
Yes, I mean, it was easier when George still owned Star Wars and Indiana Jones, you know, since the sale to Disney, it's not quite as simple, because beforehand I might do a design and the design would pretty much go straight into his office and he would approve it or not. Whereas now it's got more complicated, and that's you need to deal with a lot of people in between. Now, sometimes that can be a real problem, and sometimes it can work really well. Mm. And but it has changed. The nature of the way that I work with a studio is definitely very different to the way it used to be when I did stuff before.
Do you get flashbacks of the scary Snow White now that you work for Disney? What was so scary about it?
I don't know. I mean, how old was I? I must have been like 5 or 6 years old. And I mean, I don't know. I think it was that scene where she was running through the forest. I mean, I was just terrified. I remember being petrified at this thing with those trees with eyes and things. It was pretty full on. So, no, that's the thing. No, but I don't have flashbacks to Snow White. So it's all good.
Now, can you tell me what your favorite movie poster, the one you've designed that you just, when you're a kid and you saw Snow White and you thought, I want to work for Disney, this is what I want to do. Is there a poster that you've designed that just, you thought this was the pinnacle of my dream?
Oh, look, I think as with everything, you know, you like things for different reasons. It's like your children, and I've got to be careful because they're probably listening at the moment. You've got to, you like them for different reasons. It's not because one is better than the other. For example, if somebody had said to me years ago, which poster would you love to do out of all posters, I would have said Raiders of the Lost Ark. So the Raiders of the Lost Ark poster that I did for George, of course, is a firm favorite just because of the fact that it was one I always wanted to do. I did a 40th anniversary piece for Star Wars A New Hope for last year. And because that was really the movie that sort of got me into wanting to do this, that one is also a favorite of mine. So you like them for different reasons. I think on the odd occasion when you get a poster like the Solo one, which really they were incredibly good and they just said, we want you just to do something awesome, to do something however you want to do it. There was very little specifics about how I had to do it. I could come up with as many ideas as I liked. Now, that, of course, is incredibly invigorating because now you don't have to tie into an existing brand within reason. Of course, you've got to tie into the movie brand, but not necessarily a poster design brand. You can come up with all different solutions to that. So I would say that this, the Solo poster, is also a favorite and will be for a long time because it was an incredibly enjoyable experience dealing with Disney. And it was also one of those ones where they just said, you know, go for your badge, do what you think will work, instead of being very pedantic about what they needed and how they wanted it. So that's the kind of thing. So I would say those are the kind of posters that I like the most.
Mark Ratz lives in Perth, designs movie posters for Disney, big movies, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Star Wars franchise. Now, how many do you reckon you've done in your career?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, not that many. I don't have a huge body of work compared to most of the other people. You know, I don't know.
Lots. Let's say lots.
Yeah, quite a few.
Do you like them? Do you go and watch all the movies for posters you've designed, or do you just waft past the cinema and think, I did that? That's cool.
No, look, there's an enormous amount of enjoyment in seeing your work celebrated that way. You know, we got a nice surprise this past weekend because the Solo art was revealed in Sydney at the Star Wars weekend. And then we were flown down to Melbourne and Disney said, we want to show you this thing. And they took us along to one of the street corners near the Flinders Street station. And there was my poster, 7 stories tall on the side of a building. Now, I mean, you know, you've really got to be a heartless fool not to look at that and say, this is fantastic. So, yeah, sometimes you do look at it and say, I'm very happy. And that was one of the times for sure.
Now, I have to ask you just to clear up an ongoing argument to have with my bloke. So he's a big Star Wars fan. Like he's a big Star Wars fan. I imagine you've met a few.
I have indeed.
I like Star Wars, but I would say to you,
so a therapy will sort you out. Yeah.
I would say to you, Star Trek was first. Mm. Star Trek is the better of the two franchises. Can I ask your opinion on that?
Sure.
Mark?
Well, when you obviously, I'm a Star Wars guy. You know, I know that if your husband was here, you'd be woefully outnumbered. But no, you know, I mean, Star Wars has always been special. I think the fact that it came out for me at a perfect time, you know, when it was released in '77, you know, I was a young adult then, and sort of ready for the next adventures in life. I think it just worked. You know, for me, it was a perfect storm. So it worked well for me. So yes, I'm afraid I have to admit you are outnumbered here. Star Wars rules.